With us on Mix 93 WKMJ, Huskies Drive Time continuing. And Joe Hagemiller joins us for the Michigan Tech Nordic skiing teams. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Dirk. Cue the music.
Yeah, I don't have it up here.
Oh.
We got a new computer system, and it got. I'm still digging for it out of some files. I will find it, though, before the end of the season, hopefully.
There isn't much season left, Dirk.
I know. I can sing it for you if you want.
I could do the musical. All right, Coach.
that's almost better than the real thing.
I don't know if our listeners would agree, but Joe, how about the weekend down in Ishmael? You guys were down at Alcoahl for the Central Region Championships, and obviously you were pretty fired up about the performance on Sunday with your women's team as they won the race points wise. But not only that, you got 1-2 on the podium there.
Oh yeah, it was a great weekend to be a Husky down in Ishpeming. There's no doubt about that. Really an exciting race for Deidre and Ulrika. The two of them just were really taking it to the field and making everybody hurt. And that's what, when you're there on the side of the trail coaching, watching people ski like that, it's just a ton of fun.
Well, about obviously you had, I think, six all-region performers on the weekend, four on the women's side, and then Hoken on the men's side. Just, I guess, overall, you know, talk about some of the key performances that you were happy with on the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, Saturday, Alice started the day off for us with just a fantastic skate race, and she and Jordan Ross have been very competitive all year, and Alice has been fortunate to be able to come out on the good side of those battles the last three skate races and just been skiing great. Deidre threw down a very quality performance as well. To get in the top 10 in our region right now, it's no easy feat, so any day you're doing that, whether you're a man or a woman, it shows that you're racing fast. And she was ninth on Saturday, came back on Sunday, and boy, she was really skiing fast on Sunday. Those two women skied great. Hoken, wow, on Saturday, a former national champion, Eric Soderman, started 30 seconds behind him, caught Hoken relatively early, and Hoken dug deep and hung on to Eric for quite a ways and ended up losing about 6 seconds over the last K or two, but I talked to him about 20 minutes after the race was done, and he was still not very coherent. He could not remember the last 3Ks of the race, so he had really put himself in the pain cave.
Wow.
And Thomas Kendrick and David Joda both raced well both days, I think. Tom Bai probably had a little bit of an off weekend, and we're working on trying to get him back to where he was before he left for Kazakhstan. And then Sunday, we came out, and we really had a good day on Sunday across the board. Our top three racers on both sides really raced well. Whether we're talking Thomas Kendrick really getting quite close to being all-region, Alice being close to all-region, and then you look at where Hoken was skiing right there with the lead pack and had a little bit of an unfortunate caught a tip in a track as he was moving around a corner and went down and lost the lead pack and then wasn't able to bridge back up to the gap. But the women's race was just so exciting. Deidre was really feeling good, and frankly, that's the best I've seen her ski from the side of the trail. She was just skiing so relaxed and pulling away from the field, and, you know, we kind of, as a coaching staff, let her know, okay, keep doing what you're doing. Just make sure that you're staying relaxed, and we'll see what we can do with the rest of the race. And Ulrika was able to bridge up to her, and the two of them worked really hard to try to get Ulrika into a place where she could qualify for the NCAA championships. And Ulrika really did everything that she could do, and the women's team really worked as a team to try to help her do that. But unfortunately, the way the cards fell, she's just on the wrong side of the bubble to make it to the NCAA championships.
And we were talking about that a little bit with, you know, how the qualifying works. It's time-based, and there's a formula, and you divide by pi to the eighth digit and all these things. But, okay, maybe not that far. But obviously it's a time-based thing, and she finished first, and you think, okay, we got a region champion. How does she not make the NCAA tournament? But it's, you know, a combination of points all season long, and obviously dependent on what some other athletes did as well, right?
Correct. We use your best two skate races and your best two classic races. Unfortunately, Ulrika's skate races just didn't do the job for her, and that's kind of the way competition goes. Somebody's got to be on the bad side of the bubble. Somebody's got to be on the good side of the bubble.
Well, you do have four athletes on the good side of the bubble. Obviously, we know that Tom Bai and Deidre Erman are both going because they qualified for the U.S. National team. But who else do we have going to the Nationals now?
We also have Alice Flanders and Håkan Hjulsten. And the team that we're bringing is probably as strong and as deep as we've ever brought. We have once brought six athletes and maybe another time five athletes. But these four that we're bringing, they should be able to bring it every day, so to speak, on the race course.
Well, it should be a lot of fun. That's coming up a weekend after this in Lake Placid.
Well, it'll be a week from tomorrow will be the first race, and then Friday will be the second race, and they'll both be live-streamed at NCAA.com.
Pretty awesome. All right, Joe. Hey, before you go, buddy.
Oh, there we go, Dirk.
Just for you.
You put that on speakerphone in your office, Joe, and rock that out.
All right, Joe, have a great day. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Okay, bye, guys.
All right, good luck, too.
You did. I think you did hit the speaker button on that one.
Joe Hagenmiller right there. Ticket prices, Wes.
Yeah, we want to just mention ticket prices for tomorrow's GLIAC doubleheader. $15 is reserve seat, but just $10 general admission, which is pretty much the entire gym except for the chair back seats right courtside there. So $10 gets you into playoff basketball. Could be your last time to see the GLIAC Player of the Year, Ben Stelzer. Perhaps the best shooter in school history. Hopefully the women's team will be home for more games. There's no guarantees, though, so this could be your last chance to see basketball at the SDC, so make sure you get out. Just $10.
All right. And again, Michigan Tech Hockey Friday night at the McGinnis. It is senior night. Don't miss these games. Tickets are on sale at the ticket office and right now at 487-2073. General admission tickets are available, and very few reserve seats left, and does not appear. And from what I was able to see, and you can check with the central ticket office that there are any two seats together, but you never know, they might have something up their sleeves.
So. And you should also, while you're doing that, get your playoff seats as well for the home playoff series, the 13th and 14th, and possibly the 15th.
All right, that's Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Thanks, Wes.
Thank you.
Hancock, South Range, and Jacobsville, Twin Lakes. This is Mix 93.
All right, Newsbeat preview coming up with Mitch Lake here on Mix 93, and it's brought to you by Snap Fitness.